Our biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the very ticket-friendly folks at the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for complete show listings. We have 8 candidates this week. Biggest show coming to town. Let's run through the list and we'll vote on which we think is the biggest. We start off Thursday night at the Dr. Pepper Arena in Frisco. Eric Church.
Hey guys, how are you?
No, that's not him. Yeah, he's been a pretty big player here these last couple of years. To this day, when I hear that song, that's a slight reduction.
Lip gloss and cut-off jeans. Is he Red Dirt?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Red Dirt.
Lip gloss, good old cut-off jeans.
Wow.
Where it is?
This is at Dr. Pepper Arena in Frisco.
It's a little porch sitting on a Saturday night, maybe. Maybe heading to the game. What's wrong with singing about the good things in life?
Riding in an old truck.
What's wrong with that?
Watching them dust devils curl around back behind the old truck.
He's had 2 number one hits on the country charts this year. So, yes, he is a recent riser.
Mm-hmm. Maybe even seen him last night. I didn't watch the AMAs.
Hey, I have a question about that for you, George.
What's that?
My wife flipped by that show last night a couple times. So, cowboy hat out in country music these days?
Yeah, it's all about the ball cap now.
Boy, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Eric Church, it says here, is from North Carolina.
Uh-oh.
Now, that ain't Red Dirt.
No, that isn't Red Dirt.
It don't have to be Red Dirt to be in country music.
Colors their dirt there.
Purple.
So he's not Red Dirt, though, right?
No.
Well, he better stop claiming that he is.
I don't think he claims to be.
Why is he claiming he has all this red dirt that he got dumped on his property?
He's doing well. Well.
All right, candidate number 2, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night at the Granada Theater, our sponsors.
Oh, yes.
Indeed.
They are welcoming Adam Ant.
Wow. Still performing?
Yeah. You know, I saw him interviewed recently.
And?
I can't say he's doing terribly well, but it didn't look like he was doing all that poorly either.
Now the Ant's
well
with him?
Tip. Okay, I love
Walter
the 80s. I love the whole alternative movement there in the late early 80s. I never got Adam Ant.
Well,
never
it's just an eternal debate whether it's XTC or Adam Ant. Which
what?
Which what? What's the debate?
They might be giants.
What?
What are you saying?
What are you doing?
Was that a line from a Might Be Giants song?
Not a Might Be Giants song.
They Might Be Giants song?
No. Well, yeah, I just never got him. So there. I thought this song was a beating. I thought Mexican radio was a beating. This song is a thrashing.
Yeah, it is.
It's got to be one of the most top 10 repetitive songs of all time.
I hate this song so much.
Oh. 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 Oh.
Man, this would have driven the Branch Davidians out.
Yes.
He did that song on a Mexican...
That's Wall of Voodoo, isn't it?
Wall of Voodoo.
Oh, that's Wall of Voodoo. That's right.
I was going to say, I didn't think that was Adam Ant.
No. That was on a roll.
Yeah, that's why I let you go.
You're just trying to rip him however you could, huh?
Sometimes people need to be ripped. Adam Ant, he needs to be ripped.
So how's he doing financially, do you think? Big hits and and he was a big tour guy in the 80s and 90s.
Sure, I swear, you got to find another Adam.
You make enough off that to be okay now?
No. Should.
No, you don't. I think you guys overestimate what musicians make.
I don't know. Did you hear Ryan's run down the list of the 25 richest drummers?
Uh-uh.
Well, I mean, the top 10, they were all big-time millionaires. I mean, $40, $75 million.
I don't know if people
million
know
dollars.
That.
Well, they based it on, you know, their cut on...
they base it on their gross income, probably, not their expenditures.
Yeah, that could be.
B-52s, or is this Adam Ant?
It's
Adam Ant.
Whip.
All right, candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week.
By the way, when Adam Ant comes to town, let's run him out of town.
Friday night at the Windstar in Thackerville.
Yeah,
Stevie Nicks.
Kind of ticket zone.
Yeah.
Yep. And you know what? Still would.
64 years old.
That's
now.
All right. It's still Stevie Nicks.
Boy, in her day.
My
I had such
God.
A crush on her.
So did I.
Lee.
One of the cutest faces I've ever seen.
Yep.
She does not seem like a goat.
Yes, she does. She does seem like a goat. Let's listen to the song.
Wrong. She's greatness.
Oh my gosh, that's tickling.
Love her voice. And I don't think she sounds like a goat.
Oh. Yeah. Even I thought she sang like a goat when I was a kid and had a crush on her.
So this is going to be kind of a generic question, but what's her deal?
Whoa, I don't even know
name?
How to tackle that.
What's her deal?
What's your deal?
What is her deal? We can talk about me later, but what's her deal?
Hello. She's a singer?
She's a singer who...
Wait, yeah, what are you asking?
She's a goat woman?
I'm just asking what her deal is.
Well, is she a witch?
Okay, he's wasting our time is what he's doing.
No, I'm not. Is she a witch? Is she a lesbian?
No, she just dresses like...
What's her deal?
No, she was involved with Lindsay Buckingham. She's not a lesbian.
Is she married?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That from both sides of the plate?
She might go both ways, but don't all evolved women do?
Hmm. A few men.
Don't all evolved women do?
Well, I think she walks the earth with greatness.
I do, too. I love her. Love her music.
So, at 64, she's not having periods anymore, is she?
What a great question.
Some days I'm so embarrassed to be on this show. This is one of those days here at our tournament. That's the question he asked.
I'm glad that you've asked.
I'm not.
This question because I am an expert.
Oh.
And I can answer this. And the answer is most likely no.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to something of importance.
Goat periods. Is.
Candidate number four, biggest show coming to town this week.
Sometimes we just need a clubbing. This is one of those
wow,
times.
Like a baby seal?
Yes.
Whoa.
They don't need clubbings.
Wow, George.
I didn't say that. I said he needs one.
You said like a baby seal, and you said yes. That means you think baby seals need clubbings.
I don't think they need it. I know they get them. You need one.
I think baby seals want it.
All right, candidate four, biggest
Wait,
show coming to town.
Anyone can even know that.
Friday night as well at Sendera Center in Fort Worth.
What is
it's
that?
Jimmy Ray Vaughan.
Hey!
That's not his middle name.
Yeah!
Right. The Vaughns give all of their kids the middle name Ray.
Gosh, no.
Come on, Gordon.
James Ray's mom gave him the last name Ray.
Great point.
So did Razor's mom.
I've been watching you for days now, baby. I just love your sexy ways now, baby.
Oh, this is Stevie Nicks singing.
I didn't know she did this song.
Just put your loving in my box.
You know what?
What?
Talk to people who knew them both, like Rhines, and they will tell you Jimmy was the better guitar player.
Yeah, that's always a point people love to make.
Rhines has said that?
I think it's not true.
I don't think Rhines has said that.
I'll tell you something. Jimmy was better on guitar.
Whatever.
I think Stevie used to say that about his brother. But there's no way that's true.
No, it's impossible.
I don't know. Let's ask Rhines. He's going to be out here today for the Open.
By the way, Jimmy Ray Vaughan, he owns the famous SRV guitar now, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think that was on the chopper that took a dive into the hill. No, chopper.
Candidate Hoppa. Five.
Who all was on that chopper? It was Steve Ray Vaughan and
Buddy Holly.
Big Bopper. And
no, you're confusing.
Clarence the Maintenance Man.
Did he coin flip with Lou Diamond Phillips?
Thurman Munson.
Good night. What a mess.
Roberto Clemente.
Randy Rhodes.
George Rebo.
Whoa. Jeez.
He's still with us.
Barely.
All right, candidate five, biggest show. Saturday at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, the comedic stylings of Cedric the Entertainer.
Funny.
He's black.
He's ticket's own. I think I've interviewed him before.
Very funny.
It has nothing to do with the song. We don't have any Cedric, or we can't play it because there's too many.
Dicey.
Who wrote this?
Was it your mom?
Scott Joplin.
That's right. Scott Joplin.
There you go.
Who made it really famous, though, in the 70s?
Robert Redford and Paul Newman.
Yes, but, I mean, who played that version? I think Marvin Hamlisch did.
Who just left us.
That's right. He couldn't handle the success of this song.
40 years later. Did you ever see Big Mama's House?
Yeah.
Marvin Hamlisch.
One. I don't know if I saw two,
yeah,
three, and four.
One. Cedric the Entertainer played the preacher.
Yeah.
God, he was hilarious.
Yeah.
I think he's so funny.
I think he's got kind of a funny name.
Oh, man. I think he is really funny.
Cedric the Entertainer. That's funny.
All right, Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, the Go-Go's.
Oh, oh my Lord. Hmm. They're all past the...
Yeah. Past the what?
They'll say it.
They couldn't star in a period piece anymore.
Just bring it down a little bit, would you? Volunteers out here and stuff. Just act like you're on the air.
Belinda Carlisle will be fronting the band this week.
How old are they?
50s?
They're like
10 years older than us, right?
She's 54, Belinda is.
Yeah, so she can't attract bears.
I still would.
I would, too. I always thought Belinda Carlisle was really cute.
She's
better after
stuff.
She grew her hair out, though.
I always like this song.
Yeah, I like the Go-Go's.
How many Go-Go's can you name? Belinda Carlisle.
I can name all of them.
Gina Schock, was that one of them?
Uh-huh.
That me.
Jane Weimer.
Weedland.
Yep.
So far, you've named none, Craig.
I was agreeing with you.
I was seeing how far you were going to get.
What's the other one?
The guitar player.
That's
and
the Jane Weedland.
Keyboardist.
There's Charlotte Caffey.
Charlotte Caffey. Is that the bass player?
I think so.
Betty
Rubble.
Boccolini.
Kathy Valentine.
That's who I was thinking of.
Wait, we've named 17 Go-Go's now.
There's five, supposedly, these days.
This was their biggest hit. They never had a number one hit, but this made it to number two.
And this was their inaugural hit, right?
No, Our Lips Are Sealed was first.
So they had, four hits?
Yeah. Our Lips Are Sealed, We Got the Beat, Vacation, and Head Over Heels.
And Heaven Is a Place on Earth was Belinda Carlisle solo.
Yeah, right.
Awesome. You know, there was a famous backstage video involving them.
With nudity?
Yeah,
that's,
I believe,
some crazy
so.
Story.
I think it was multiple Go-Go's performing an act of admiration on a man.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Okay, we'll put it on the air.
It's a good way to welcome them to
town. Yeah.
Candidate 7, biggest show coming to town this week. Sunday at the Windstar in Thackerville.
Reckless.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Saturday at the
reckless
Windstar
fool.
In Thackerville.
Give up.
Don't call me a reckless fool.
Fiona Apple.
That's Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter.
No.
She.
John Bryan produced this.
Is she with Prince?
I've been a bad,
okay,
bad girl. Oh, I've been careless with a delicate man.
What's this one?
And it's a
I don't
sad,
this.
Sad world when a girl will break a boy just because she can. And jump cut. What I need is a good defense, cause I'm feeling like a criminal. And I need to be redeemed to the one I've sinned against, because he's all I ever knew of love.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, I did not remember that. I thought I remembered all those songs. They say brother?
A holy waste of time that was.
I can't confirm that Fiona Apple was with Prince, but she did date David Blaine for a while.
Did she really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you for that, Craig.
Yeah, okay.
All right, and finally, candidate number 8, biggest show, Sunday at the Bass Hall in Fort Worth, the comedic stylings of Bill Engvall.
Johnny.
This is not Bill Engvall. This is generic banjo production music.
Isn't he a local guy?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I believe he is a fellow Hall of Famer.
Oh, that's right. Richardson High.
That's right.
Tickets on.
He and I were in the inaugural class of the RHS Hall of Fame, along with Ann Rice and Catherine Cryer.
And Tim Kalashaw.
Was he in? No. Was he in there, too?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see, that negates the Hall of Fame then, doesn't it?
Maybe.
Hi, I'm Tyte C. Miller.
She was
in there, too, right?
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week, is it? Candidate number one, Thursday night at the Dr. Pepper Arena in Frisco, Eric Church. Candidate two, Friday at the Granada, Adam Ant. Candidate three, Friday at the Windstar, Stevie Nicks. Candidate four, Friday at Cinderis Center, Jimmy Ray Vaughan. Candidate five, Saturday at the Verizon, Cedric the Entertainer. Candidate six, Saturday at Billy Bob's, the Go-Go's. Candidate seven, Saturday at the Windstar, Fiona Apple. Or candidate eight, Sunday at the Bass Hall, Bill Engvall, George.
I'm going to go with Barry's brother, Eric Church.
Okay. It's not Barry's brother.
How do you know that, Rich?
I just know.
Gordo?
What are the choices again?
Just skip him.
No, don't. I want to say Fiona Apple.
Okay.
But it's not Fiona Apple.
Too late.
Told you to skip him.
Rich?
It's Marvin Hamlisch.
Oh, good God. Give me the Go-Go's.
Give me Stevie Nicks' goat.
Although support the Sword Saturday night at Jex Energy Pavilion.
Okay.
The Sword?
Part of the Riot Fest.
Riot Fest.
Jer?
I'll go with New York sister Stevie Nicks.
All right, yeah. Fernando?
Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Hakeem's sister, Stevie.
Jeez.
So, the biggest show, three votes to something. Stevie Nicks, Friday night at the Windstar.
All righty. Hey, do I have this right? Do we have live action coming up in Gordo's Corner? Yes, Giorgio. We have just gotten word from the FCC that the situation just got critical. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to have to go out and hit golf balls live on the air next.